Robert Anderson, Lano.
Hi, Mom.
Hi, Mr. President.
How are you?
For what it's worth, I had a talk with Max Rabb. Max Rabb is probably Cabot Lodge's closest friend. They were in each other's weddings. Max kind of headed up, at least part of the time, this effort that was made in Lodge's behalf. He has just been visiting with George, who's his son. He said, I don't know. I just asked him as a matter of curiosity. I said, I'm just curious. Keep reading the paper about whether or not Cabot's coming home. And he said, Bob, I have had no evidence of it. He said, George certainly hasn't had any news from his father. He said, I talked to George not over 2 days ago. And at that time, his father hadn't said a word to George about it. And he said, he hasn't written to me about it. He said, he's written me several letters and thanked me for what I did in his behalf and that sort of thing. But then he said, I can't tell you that he's not coming. But I'm doubtful of it. I doubt that he's going to.
Well, I can tell you very confidentially, it sure looks that way to me.
Well, just
that much of it. Now, I've got to be prepared whether he does or he doesn't. But
yeah, I've got one more name for you to consider, and that's Lawton Collins.
The former chief of staff?
Yep.
Yeah, we've talked about that, but they think he's slipped a good deal.
Well, I don't know. He was in Pfizer. Pfizer Chemical. And was the vice president over there.
Mm-hmm.
And
we have that. I believe if we'd go that route, we'd take Taylor.
I see.
Now, civilians, the best civilians we got are presently McCloy, George Ball, and probably Gilpatrick.
Now, let me tell you the other name that I've thought of is this fellow who was, his name slips my mind, his family's in the Reynolds Tobacco Company. And he was there under both Mr. Truman and Eisenhower. And he was the head of...
Gordon Gray?
Gordon Gray.
Mm-hmm.
And he's certainly well known. He held high positions in both the Democratic and Republican administration. He is a Republican, I think.
Mm-hmm.
His wife died, and he married another very charming lady. And I don't suppose Gordon's over his early 50s. And he's a good administrator,
mm-hmm.
good organizer,
mm-hmm.
and he's one of those fellows that work day and night.
Say, I talked to Vaughn this morning. He was here, and he was sure complimentary of the way you'd handle things. Said you came in with dignity and reserve, but friendliness, and had great respect for you, and he just thought that you were going to handle it wonderfully. He sure was high on you.
Well, I'm glad to hear it, because I think he's a very able young fellow.
He made a talk with Ambassador Gordon from Brazil and some of the other ambassadors here.
By the way, I heard a piece of news this afternoon that bothered me a little, and...
Before I forget that, they're going to have some luncheons here from time to time, and I told them to put you on some of these lists.
Yeah.
There are various businessmen and various people around town that come to them and come out of town. Now, I don't want you to feel you ever ought to come.
Yeah.
If you're going to be here and any of it interests you, like the Prime Minister of Australia, the President of Puerto Rico, the Prime Minister of Turkey, or any of these things, you just look at them and be your own judge. And if I want you to come, I'll call you. But as a aid to me, but I want you to come if you wanted to.
Well, God bless you. I appreciate
that. What else you heard that's distressing?
Ed Warren talked to me a little bit and told me that they were having a meeting in Tom Mann's office tomorrow. And
yeah.
There was every likelihood that Argentina was going to take over all the oil. Companies.
Tom told me today that he thought they would.
And, of course, only thing, I don't suppose anything we can do about it.
He's doing everything he can, so it looked like he postponed it long. He's about run out of his rope.
Yeah. Now, the only other thing I want to mention, I don't know your position, and I don't know how important you regard it. There is a bill pending up before the Senate Foreign Finance Committee by Douglas, calls that, whatever the name of it is, that if you buy an automobile, you buy it on credit, They've got to tell you in the beginning.
Exactly. Yeah, they've got that killed, I think. I think Humphrey and Dirksen kind of made a deal, and they think they've got it killed.
The only reason that I was concerned about it is because I think that would set back purchases for a while until all these dealers got to learning their arithmetic.
Mm. I don't know anything about it except Humphrey told me that it was a loosely drawn and questionable bill, and Dirksen is very anxious in killing it, and he was going to kind of play under the cover with him a little bit, even though Douglas raised hell.
Well, I think even if, as long as it doesn't get a push from your house or somebody like that,
No.
Mr. President, I'll keep trying to think of names. Gordon Gray may or may not.
Thank you, Bob.
Come on, friend.